From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is voicing new doubts that Russian hackers were behind an effort to influence last November's U.S. election. His latest tweeted comments followed a broadcast denial by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that Moscow was behind documents from the Democratic National Committee that his group made public during the campaign. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the issue pits the president-elect and Assange against an array of U.S. intelligence agencies and others.
On one hand, you've got the Russians and the aforementioned Mr. Assange. On the other side, you've got the 17 intelligence agencies of the United States government, outside cyber experts that have taken a look at this situation. You've got Democrats on Capitol Hill. You've got Republicans on Capitol Hill. And at least one advisor to Mr. Trump expressing concern about Russia's malicious activity in cyberspace in the context of the election.
A Senate hearing on the matter is scheduled later Thursday. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Wednesday defended Mr. Trump, who has voiced a very sincere, he said, and healthy skepticism of the conclusions of the intelligence community. Mr. Trump scheduled to receive an intelligence briefing on the matter Friday. Gambia's army chief Wednesday pledged allegiance to President Yahya Jammeh, who has refused to accept defeat following the December 1st election that the Election Commission said was won by opposition leader Adama Barrow. In a published New Year's message, Lieutenant General Usman Baji said Mr. Jammeh had the unflinching loyalty of the Gambian Armed Forces. Mr. Jammeh, who originally accepted defeat, is under pressure from the West African bloc ECOWAS to leave office. His mandate is to end January 19th. The ruling party is asking the nation's Supreme Court to nullify the election results. This is VOA News. Turkey says it has established the identity of the New Year's Day gunman who walked into an Istanbul nightclub, killing 39 patrons, most of them foreigners, and fleeing. Police have detained suspected members of Islamic State, which claim responsibility for the attack. The attacker, who remains at large, has not been publicly named.
Yeni yıla, yeni umutlarla girmenin.
In his first public remarks since the mass shooting, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, as we enter the excitement of a new year, terror has targeted our country in the lowliest, most treacherous, and insidious of ways. The U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450, the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State fighters. U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian discussed their role Wednesday from coalition headquarters in Baghdad.
To help advise them as they move forward and to synchronize operations. The Iraqis have taken advantage of that, and that's been effective.
He said the recent deployment comes as phase two involving synchronized attacks from three directions in the Battle of Mosul against its Islamic State defenders get underway.
What we're finding is that the synchronized attacks present the enemy with more problems than they can solve, and the Iraqi security forces are making progress with the continued benefit of coalition strikes and advisors.
There are nearly 5,000 American military personnel in Iraq. An Israeli military court Wednesday convicted a young soldier of manslaughter for shooting to death a wounded Palestinian who stabbed an Israeli soldier during unrest in Hebron in the occupied territories last March. The conviction has prompted calls for Sergeant Elor Azaria's pardon, including from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Regional analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina said the incident occurred amid lingering tensions during a spate of Palestinian attacks on Israelis, but the decision of the court, he said, has to be respected.
Part of the defense of the soldier was about the overall atmosphere surrounding the case, whereas the military authorities, when they decided to put him to trial, looked at the situation only from the perspective of him disobeying the standing orders of the army and doing something that should not have been done.
The case has drawn international attention. Palestinian and some rights groups are accusing the Israeli military of using excessive force against lightly armed assailants. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously called for rapid and thorough implementation of a political agreement aimed at defusing the crisis over the presidency in Democratic Republic of Congo. Under the Catholic Church-mediated deal, incumbent Joseph Kabila has committed to stepping down at year's end when new elections are held. President-elect Trump Wednesday spoke by phone with newly installed U.N. Chief Antonio Guterres in what a U.N. spokesman called a very positive discussion on U.S.-U.N. relations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.